From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we're at home for the Fans Bleed Blue Show, Dugout Podcast, Yankees, MLB, BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found, of course, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for the millennials. And as we just get into the live gaming session versus the Tampa Bay Rays, Gio Urshela went opposite field for the Yankees' first run of the game, man. I mean, I didn't think we were going to score a run tonight the way we have been unproductive at the plate. But the Tampa Bay Rays are real, man. They are for real, and we've been saying that for the last couple of years, but we are even saying this in the preseason. They are this is the team you fear in the AL. You may want to give a little bit of respect to Oakland. We said the White Sox were going to be a sleeper, and, of course, the Minnesota Twins. We didn't really respect the Red Sox. We didn't respect the Astros. Everything to me was mostly, I say 90% was the Tampa Bay Rays, mainly because they are within the division. But most importantly, they have the arsenal. They have the bodies, specifically at the pitching position, to neutralize Yankee slugging. And if ever was an example of that would be tonight's game. As of right now, the Rays up 5-1 on the Yankees through seven. All right. And it was the seventh inning in session. But this has been a rough stretch for the Yankees. And a team like the Tampa Bay Rays, you always have to look in your peripheral. You have to look in the rearview mirror to see where are they. And in the month of August, they decided to turn it on. They were in third place for a lot of the season because, remember, Baltimore was in second behind the Yankees before the Yankees got through down to all their injury situations. Baltimore, we knew were going to tail off because we knew that their roster was not going to keep it up. And regardless of 162 games, a 10-game schedule, a 60-game, it didn't matter. The Baltimore Orioles, we knew, were going to fall off. It was all about where the hell were the Tampa Bay Rays. And we've played the worst stretch of baseball, maybe not only just this season, but in the last several seasons, going in to the Mets game on Saturday, on Saturday was the 7-game losing streak. The last time we talked Yankees, the last time we talked baseball, the Yankees were riding. They were actually rolling. They had the home games. They had the home series, the home stand versus the Mets versus the Red Sox versus the Braves. They swept both those teams. Played Tampa, the same Tampa Bay Rays, and got swept. Then we went to Atlanta. Remember, we had the rain out. Garrett Cole pitched. Garrett Cole got tattooed like he did tonight as far as opposing homers, Ozuna. And, of course, and then after that, we had the situation with the Mets, which that Friday doubleheader really, really bothered me with the Chapman giving up the opposite field home run to lose the game, losing home run for the Yankees, game winning home run for the Mets. Mets celebrating two wins that Friday. I was sick to my stomach. Literally, I could not go to sleep Friday night. Yankees did definitely make up. They had some heroic games, specifically on Sunday. The game down 7-2. I thought that game was over. Yankees found a way to fight back, and Aaron Hicks, who has struggled at the plate all year round, hit a home run to tie it. And I thought that may have been the home run to change our season. Well, a lot of people thought that, but I look at it, it is just the Mets. I mean, don't get it twisted. I mean, the Mets are a subpar team, but the Yankees, with their injuries, should have handled the Mets all the games in the series, whether the Yankees were the home team or the away team in Yankee Stadium, which is weird in itself. And then, of course, the Delby Garcia pitched game on Sunday as well when he went six innings with six hits and six strikeouts. I thought he pitched well. But that pitch hit grand slam by Gary Sanchez, I thought was, man. That was a huge back-to-back wins on Sunday. But even with all that said, they're not the Tampa Bay Rays when I look at the New York Mets. And I worry about the Tampa Bay Rays, man. There's so many ways to look at this because last year, despite all the injuries the Yankees had in 162 games, the Yankees found a way to have the next man up mentality. We never used injuries as an excuse. So this year we cannot use injuries as an excuse. Even in the 60-game schedule, I know we're missing Stanton, we're missing Judge, we're missing Gleyber Torres. However, we cannot use injuries as an excuse because we did not use it as an excuse last year. And on top of that, the Tampa Bay Rays have just as many injuries to their roster as we do ours. So for whatever reason, the Tampa Bay Rays in the last 20 games have gone 17-3, jumped from third place all the way to first place with a four-game lead heading in tonight versus the Yankees in the three-game series. The Tampa Bay Rays, Tyler Glasnow has pitched phenomenal tonight. He was throwing a no-hitter. He had, if it wasn't for a DJ LeMahieu run out the first base, it probably could still be a no-hit. Yankees have been struggling at bat pretty much the last couple of games. I mean, it's none but home runs saving us. Hitting for averages is not what this team does. Just going around, Hicks, Stanton, Judge, the injuries piling up. Can't use it as an excuse this year, Yankees fans, because we didn't use it as an excuse last year. I just feel that, or I believe that, during this homestand, you should have beat every game you play the Mets. You should beat them. It's these teams you measure up against, like the Tampa Bay Rays. How are you going to do against the Tampa Bay Rays? And as of right now, it shows that they are the class in the AL. Despite that, everybody kind of sleeps on them. They put them off. And it's funny because I'm reading social media, and some Yankee fans are acting as if the Tampa Bay Rays are chopped liver. Like, where have you been? The Tampa Bay Rays are a solid ball club. They are a very good, sound, well-balanced team. And through 60 games with the pitching that they do have, that I believe have better all-around pitching and starters, bullpen included, even better than the Yankees because the Yankees have been struggling with their pitching and as well as their hitting, they can neutralize the Yankees. And a game like this tonight is a prime example of that. We got to talk about Gerrit Cole as well because his last two outings, man, the one in Atlanta and tonight at home versus the Rays, the big home runs. Like tonight, the top of the first inning, the big home run to Choi, the two-run home run to make it 2-0, and the Kiermaier home run in the second to make it 3-0. He's giving up big home. He's giving up a lot of home runs through already this part of the season. I know he's a hard throwing pitcher, and as long as you make good, solid contact on the ball, you're probably going to launch one. And you saw what happened down in Atlanta last week as far as giving up home runs, and that cost us the game. The Yankees couldn't get no bats going. That home run or die approach is kind of showing us, rearing its ugly head. But Yankees struggling, got a couple more innings to go. Hopefully we can try to chip away at this lead. We'll talk about all the performances within our own team and try to get around to some of the rest of the league. And, of course, we will not be on next week because our quarterly bye week for all the platforms. So this is the last baseball episode of the week. Jimmy, man, what's going on, man? I said a lot. Man, give us your thoughts. We'll go one by one. What's your thoughts as far as Gerrit Cole? We'll go one by one. We're going to get to everything as we can possibly can. But what's your thoughts on Gerrit Cole through tonight and even his last game in Atlanta? Are you worried, Jimmy? What's up, bro? How's everything?
I gotta say it's crazy. I mean, as far as Gerrit Cole goes, as crazy as to say, I'm not really worried about him, man. Like, I know he's giving up big home runs. I know all that stuff. But let's face it, man. Every pitcher, every every pitcher has a slump, but it just seems to be right now is Garrett Cole's time, and you know we just have to hope that he can get out of it and get better, because I mean we all know how good he is going way back to his Houston days, so he's in a slump right now, and tonight just proves it. You know, as far as Tampa goes, you know, they are a good baseball team, and we just have to find a way to get to them. You know, we got to figure out what they're doing, because you know if we can't figure them out now, it's going to be really, really tough to expect to win in a playoff. I mean, I know playoffs are a whole different ball game, but you know we got to act like these are playoff games right now. Yeah, that's what we
got to
do.
But here's my issue, though, Jimmy, with Garrett Cole. And he's not exempt from criticism, meaning you're paying this guy $300-plus million, and his ERA right now is about 3.5. He's giving up big home runs. I mean, we have said it for the last couple of years. We actually expect greatness on the mound, not necessarily no-hitter stuff, but you got to keep the game two runs and under. I mean, you're paying the guy so much money, lottery money. And honestly, the last couple of games, I'll give you that. I mean, as far as it's been rough as far as performances, but we literally are leaning on him because the money that the Yankees are paying him. I think that is the issue. The home run bombs he's given up in Atlanta, the home run bombs he's given up tonight, and along with the Yankees not providing an offense, but that, I'm just looking at it from the Cole perspective, Jimmy. You got to keep the runs down, 3 and under, man. You do.
Yeah, especially against, I mean, right now he reminds me of, you know, if I had to compare him to anybody right now, he reminds me of what, you know, Tanaka looked like last year at one point, you know, giving up the long bombs. Once you start giving up long bombs, it's really, really tough to it's really, really tough to bounce back, and especially when you're doing it against a team like, you know, Tampa Bay Rays. It's pretty concerning, but I mean, I hope that I hope he gets out of it soon, man. I'm not giving up on him just yet, but I hope he gets out of it soon.
I agree with you. I'm not giving up. I just want him to do better. We need him to do better. We are relying on him as the number one starter, as no clear cut starter, to really give us at least 7 every night. I mean, that's why you're paying him $300+ million, to literally give you 7+ innings, maybe 9 to 10 strikeouts, but really keep us in the game as far as runs. He has got to do better, man. He's definitely got to look better. Now, it does look better as far as schedule-wise. You got the Orioles a couple of times, home and away, Toronto, same thing. The Tampa Bay Rays are a huge thorn, and this is a team, you know, I worry against the Yankees. The Yankees, if against the Rays this year, and then come on, you already know, Jimmy. You've been on all the episodes. This is the team I feared the most. Now, are they playing better than I even think they're playing right now? Yeah, I thought that. But I just think the Tampa Bay Rays are the type of team that they're beating up on all the teams in August, even with their injuries. They got injuries too, Jimmy. We as Yankee fans, I'm going to say we can't use it as an excuse. Are you one of the fans? Let me ask you this. You believe we never used the injuries as an excuse last year because we always had the next man up. I mean, as many injuries as there was last year, next man up. No injury excuse this year, right, Jimmy, or no? What's your thoughts?
No, not at all. I would never use injuries as an excuse because, I mean, it goes with all sports, though. You know, not just baseball. Like you play a game, somebody's gonna go down, and you know you gotta be able to overcome that and play. You know, who can step up when it matters most, and that's the whole idea the whole next man up mentality. I think is what we all Yankee fans, you know, we have to remember that. I mean, I know we're missing a lot of guys, but the guys that we have right now, they got to step up when needed. I mean, we've seen sparks of it. I mean, you look at like Gary Sanchez with the grand slam, and you know Didi Garcia with that great performance last night. So it goes to show we have guys that can step up big. They just have to do it more. So
that is a fair point.
I don't like
we definitely need to see that. You're right. Devin Garcia and Sanchez finally stepped up because he's been. I mean, when he gets up at bat, I mean, I think a lot of Yankee fans are just sighing and just huffing and puffing. He struggled. I mean, outside of that pinch hit grand slam, I mean, he's you know, of course, the slugger behind. I mean, this is why they keep him in the lineup because we know he's got that big home run power behind him, but. His backup, Takahashi Shisaka, is now injured, so you're going to see a lot more Gary Sanchez pretty much as far as day in and day out within the 60-game schedule. We're more than halfway through these games. I just hope he picks it up. Now, Luke Voit is somebody I can appreciate as far as his home run power. I mean, he's kind of kept up his end of the bargain as far as power and home runs and getting on base and OPS, things like that, but I think it really hurt our squad, and I'm not trying to use this as an excuse, but when DJ LeMahieu, when the Yankees were in first place and they were rolling, and DJ's the top of the lineup, and once he got hurt with that thumb, things started to go down a little bit more. Judge got hurt, and of course Torres, not to make it as an excuse, but I just felt like as this team goes, as DJ LeMahieu at the top of the lineup goes, it seems like this is where this team's go, despite all the talent. But, you know, Jimmy, we should not be losing to the Mets. We should never have lost those two. Jimmy, let me ask you this. How did you feel Friday, in particular, how we lost to the Mets on Friday, even in the Chapman game, giving up the home run? What was going through your mind, man?
That was just terrible because, as we know, the Mets are a subpar team. This was a team that we were supposed to say, you know, we're coming off of big losses. Now it's time to like gain some ground. We had to at least sweep them. You know, we had to at least sweep the Mets. And I feel like Friday was a winnable game that we let slip away. Yeah, you know, and you can't play to what we played on Friday and expect to win. Now mind you, Saturday, you know, we had that game where you come back and win. That was really nice. And then Sunday, we do the same thing. So it shows like we have a problem where like we don't know who we want to be yet. I feel like sometimes the Yankees like show up, you know, we show up in big moments, and then sometimes we play a little lackadaisy, you know, and we always seem to play lackadaisy against, you know, subpar teams. It just feels that way, and then it seems like against really good teams, we can't seem to play good at all. You know, we can't have that. We got to turn that around somehow, Steve.
I think it's mainly Tampa Bay. We've had our most difficulty this season. They've owned us. Every team we played, not named Tampa Bay, we've done fairly considerably well, but this particular team. I knew they were going to be a thorn. I thought the games were going to be more 50-50. Like, we'll win half the games, they win half the games, but not like this, you know? I mean, because I kind of saw their makeup, how their roster is made up, and I kind of said, damn, man, this team could really give the Yankees fits. and beat us in a lot of games, but I didn't think it was going to be more than 50-50 the way they're doing it tonight. See, they're playing a game. When you're saying lackadaisical, Jimmy, I agree with you, but I'm going to add on to it. I just think the Yankees don't play a consistent enough game like Tampa Bay. They chip away. Look at the first inning in particular. Like, you had the – Gerrit Cole got the first two outs, and then Diaz got up. He hit a ball to right field, and Clint Frazier – bobbles the ball. Now, I think he would have got the second base anyway, whether Clint Frazier bobbled the ball or not. But you have a guy like Choi who's hitting cleanup for them, and he's had his way with Gerrit Cole, Jimmy. And again, think you're going to get out of the first inning with two outs, it turns into a stretch double, and then Choi hits a two-run home run. And all of a sudden, you go from two outs to two-nothing Tampa Bay. And then the next, and then Kiermaier is a fine center fielder, makes it three. Like, they do, like, they add on runs. It's like jabs in boxing. It's like they never go away. They continue to add on pressure to the opposing team. And then the Yankees kind of have to try to do this home run or die shit like they do to all these other inferior teams like the Mets. And, like, it'll work sometimes against the Mets. Like we saw on Sunday, you know, you're down 7-2, and the home run die approach works versus a subpar team like the Mets. You can't do that to a Tampa Bay, Jimmy. You just can't. You can't play, swing for the fences all the time, and then expect to come back. Like, Tampa Bay is too good for that,
Yeah, you gotta. So basically, what I'm saying, we gotta learn to play like Tampa Bay is what I'm saying. We gotta learn how to play like them, and I think we're capable of it. We just have to find our way of doing it. And our way of doing it is we gotta start playing small ball. We gotta score our runs, with base hits and not just home runs. Because home runs and grand slams are nice, but they're not gonna get it done all the time.
Right.
We gotta find new ways to win.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna get that out of DJ LeMahieu, but what happened to Gio Urshela? Now, I know Gio Urshela had the big home run. Well, I say big home run. He had a home run tonight, but look how he was batting last year through 162 versus right now. His batting average is almost 100 points down. Well, it's about 80, 90. I would say 100, but it's like a 70, 80 point swing from last year. Gio Urshela, remember we talked with Suzanne, we talked with Greg, we talked with Lou and Kristen, we talked to all these Yankee fans, and we all thought, well, a lot of us thought that Gio Urshela was going to keep it up. Like, what happened to the batting average along with the great glove at third base? Like, what, Brett Gardner, same thing, all the home runs he was hitting in the second half of last year, the batting average is really slow to get going. What about everybody else is Aaron Hicks coming off the Tommy John. He's not getting. I mean, he's had the big home run. He had the big home run on Sunday, but his average. He was never really the hit for average guy anyway. So when we say we got to play like Tampa Bay, who's going to hit consistently like Tampa Bay outside of DJ LeMahieu? Who on this roster do you believe? Like, I mean, Clint Frazier has hit okay when he has been in the lineup, and Judge was been all right, but. I mean, who are we gonna get it from, Jimmy?
Well, I think if I had to pick just one guy, I would say right now I would say Luke Voit. Luke Voit seems to be the guy that's coming up big when needed. He's the one big spark on offense that we've been. He reminds me of what he did in 2017. He looks like a 2017 Luke Voit all over again, which is really nice. And so if Luke Voit can keep doing what he's doing and coming up big, because what I've seen is when one person comes up big, everybody else steps up, So I'm just hoping that that can happen with us, because it's gonna need to happen with us, because we're gonna have to find a way to beat this team, because you know, it's one thing when you could beat, you know, Baltimore or, you know, Atlanta or whatever, but we have to, you got to always beat the team that's, you got to be able to beat the team that's in front of you. Because if you can't beat the team that's in front of you, it's gonna be really, really tough to go anywhere.
I agree, man. Now, before we get off, because I know we have to get around the rest of the league, nothing surprising for me from the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the best team up until this point. They're in the National League, of course. The Padres have been fun to watch. I've been staying up and watching Padres games. They're a fun team to watch. I've been watching them since opening night when they played the Diamondbacks. My other teams that I think people kind of slept on that are doing, they're doing their job or are making me look good, the Chicago White Sox. I thought they've had a little bit of that in them. They're in first place right now. Kudos to the Chicago White Sox. And also kudos to the Miami Marlins, a team you said Miami was going to be terrible, Jimmy. I told you Miami is a decent team. They're currently a couple of games out of first place in the NL East, Jimmy, with the Miami Marlins. Despite their pitching woes, they got the bats, man. I'm trying to tell you, the Miami Marlins are a solid team too. Matter of fact, Florida's got good two Florida teams right now, man. Really good. One team that's disappointing to me, I thought I would have saw more out of is the Cincinnati Reds, Jimmy. I think their bats and their pitching has kind of let me down up until this point, the Cincinnati Reds. But outside of that, all the teams have kind of been doing what I expect them to do in both leagues, the AL and the NL. Jimmy, you have any final thoughts? As the Yankees got two more games, you got a couple, you got Baltimore, you got Toronto next week. But man, this would have been a great way to make a ground in the division, and we're off to a bad start versus the Reds. And it's really sad because you went off there with your number one guy in Gerrit Cole. But your final thoughts, Jimmy?
Yeah. You know, my final thoughts. First, I'll say this: the team that really surprised me in the National League right now is, the Phillies. I think the Phillies are a team that, you know, I think we gotta watch out for, because I mean they just stepped up their relief pitching. So I mean, they're the team in the National League, I think people are sleeping on. You know, as far as Yankee thoughts go, man, you know, we just gotta find a way to get out of this funk against Tampa Bay, and we have to start playing small ball. You know, get a little base hits here and there, and we get guys on base. Don't always try to do the home run or die thing, because like you said, Steve, it doesn't work against Tampa. So you know, let's hope that we can hopefully, you know, win these next two games and, you know, gain some ground and go into Baltimore and Toronto and, you know, beat them. You know, we could still do this, Steve, but we got a tough road to climb. But it's always a pleasure doing this with you, man. And go Yankees, buddy.
All right, go Yankees. Jimmy, it's good talking with you. And we'll be back in 2 weeks after the holiday and see where the Yankees have fared. Hopefully make up some ground, put themselves in a good playoff position in the AL. Jimmy, you have a safe holiday. I hope you have a good time, and hopefully the Yankees could try to, I guess, make up ground, man. It's been a disappointing couple of weeks with the losing streak and trying to get off to try to redeem ourselves in the American League. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Songgrass to, of course, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify for the Millennial Bleed Blue Show. Peace.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.